USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As mainstream media and Joe Biden claim victory in the 2020 presidential election, the few remaining journalists in America realize there's still too many questions to be answered. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved, and we're not alone. Monday, Attorney General William Barr has authorized the Justice Department to probe allegations of voter fraud. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, "Our institutions are actually built for this. We have the system in place to consider concerns, and President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options." Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer said that the Republicans' refusal to accept the election results was extremely dangerous, extremely poisonous to our democracy. In a new lawsuit filed in Pennsylvania on Monday, President Trump is suing Kathy Buchvar, Pennsylvania Secretary of State, and a handful of county board of elections personnel, alleging they had run an unfair election in the state. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hurting Americans being forced not to work by government demands continue to wonder, where is the stimulus money? USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Now that the election is over and votes are continuing to be counted across the country, Congress can get back to work, and there is a sense of urgency to get another stimulus package done by the end of the year. As far as what sort of package we will see, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona believes,
"You might get something out. I would suspect it's going to be narrower than Speaker Pelosi wants, which is still about $2.5 trillion. I think it's going to probably be closer to several hundred billion dollars that go to PPP and EIDL loans. I think that's probably where you're going to end up."
Congressman Biggs speaking on Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona. The PPP and EDL loans are meant to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Southeastern Conference in college football has COVID-19 issues. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Saturday's football game between Auburn and Mississippi State has been postponed as the Bulldogs deal with an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. According to Mississippi State's athletic director, a number of positive tests and players quarantining as close contacts have left the team without the required 53 scholarship players the Southeastern Conference has set for a game to be played. The game will be rescheduled for December 12th. The Bulldogs aren't the only SEC team dealing with the virus. Texas A&M has shut down their practice facility after several positive tests. And LSU confirmed multiple positive tests this past weekend, putting their game this Saturday against Alabama in jeopardy. From the USA News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The SEC has 14 teams, including Florida, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and Missouri in the East. Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Mississippi in the West. Monday Night Football saw the Patriots visiting the New York Jets.
Cam's going to keep it. Newton's trying to get there, and they're going to give it to him. Touchdown, Cam Newton.
It came down to a 51-yard field goal from former Jet Nick Folk with no time left on the clock to give the Patriots the win, 30-27. Given the kind of season it's been for Bill Belichick's squad, a victory is a victory regardless of the optics. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.